Memorial Day weekend was quieter than past years for several small towns in Southeast. Slumping king salmon numbers and a ban on sport fishing in inside waters drove Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan to cancel their annual king salmon derbies. KFSK's Alana Elder reports.
It's a subdued Friday morning at Petersburg's North Harbor. The rain in the forecast hasn't yet arrived, and the low gray clouds cast a sleepy glow over the docks. By 9, the harbor master's office is getting a little traffic, a couple of new boat owners, and the usual crowd that comes in to drink coffee and talk fish politics. Harbor officer Ed Tagabon says some in Petersburg are getting ready to spend time on the water, despite the canceled derby.
The middle harbor is totally full. The north harbor is getting close to full capacity there, so a lot of people are still going to be going out and doing some kind of fishing in the areas.
But if this were a derby year, the office would be crammed with people trying to park their boats or weigh their fish. Participants in last year's four-day event caught 200 fish total.
You know, it'd be people walking around, getting their tickets validated. People getting donuts up there and going down and bait. And I'm sure the fuel dock would be totally bustling right now.
Petersburg resident Richard Carr has been fishing for 60 years. He supports the restrictions on king salmon fishing. He's actually worried they don't reach far enough.
And these fish don't always travel the same areas. So I think that everybody needs to pay when they shut these things down. Everybody needs to be shut down, not just a portion around the river.
Carr also supports a rumored consolation prize for Petersburg. If not a king salmon derby,
I think they should look into a silver salmon derby. You know, that might be something that they could substitute until the kings come back.
A silver or coho salmon derby would be held toward the end of the summer. It would mean a late season boost for local businesses like Hammer and Wecon, which supplies derby contestants with groceries, fishing licenses, bait, and gear. General Manager John Mason says he'll know in a few days how much of a difference these events usually make in terms of sales.
It won't be a huge impact to our business overall as far as annually, but we are looking at somewhere between a 70 and 90% reduction in sporting goods purchases directly related to the derby.
But, like Tagabon says, people are still fishing and local businesses are still busy from that and tourism. Chamber of Commerce Administrator Mara Lutomsky says the town's seasonality has complicated plans to hold a coho salmon derby later this summer. There's just not enough people available to make it happen.
We did some advertising looking for chairmen. We called around and asked some people who we thought might be interested in doing such an event, but unfortunately we were turned down in all of those avenues, so we haven't really been able to get it up and running.
The earlier King Salmon Run fits better with the schedules of volunteers.
Coho Derby being in August or, you know, even possibly being over Labor Day weekend sounds overwhelming to somebody who might want to volunteer because they are so busy during the summer season.
Ketchikan and Wrangell will both host Coho Derbies beginning mid-August and running through Labor Day. Lutomsky says the book isn't closed on the King Salmon Derby. The committee will resurrect it in future years if the fish come back in better numbers. In Petersburg, I'm Alana Elder.